It's another halacha in Pasabo Bekisnin. So we spoke out a few words, Zaynes or Amoitzi. There's one more halacha that Be'etzim is a shlome to all of these halachas. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Kuf Samaches Seivov Turn Shulchan Aruch Pas Abo Bekisni Mevorich Al Oferim Zoyes Vela'acho Brochum Ein Sholosh Vim Ochal Mimenu Shiru Sheacherim Regilim Likvoy Ha'olov If he ate a Shiru Sheacherim Regilim Likvoy Ha'olov אף על פי שהוא לא יסובה ממנו, מבורך לו במויצי וברכס המוז. If he ate שיעור שאחרים רגילים לקבוע עולוב, אף על פי שהוא לא יסובה ממנו, מבורך המויצי וברכס המוז. So if he eats a שיעור שאחרים רגילים לקבוע, Even that he himself did not become full from it. So there's another halacha impossible bekisnim that even that it's mezaynus, but if he ate a shiur she'achirim regilim likvoy olov, af al pi shehu lo yisova mimenu. If you know what it means, af al pi shehu lo yisova mimenu, mevorech lo v'amoitzi v'birkas hamoz. So the Magen Avraham brings down on this halacha. The Magen Avraham brings down the halacha. What is the pshat that he ate shiur she'acherim regilim likvoya? The Magen Avraham says it's two halachas. Nearly, shimukova su'udosoy olov, aval pisha'ochal imoy bosor v'dvorim acherim v'ilu ochle levad lo yosavea, afilu ochle mevorech amoitzi v'shorosh brochas. ואם אוכלו לבדי, בינן שייך על כל כך, שאחרים רגילים לסבע ממנו לבדי. So Magen Avraham says there's two groups, as if he eats it with different things, שאחרים רגילים לקבוע עולוב. Even, and also if he eats this שיעור, שאחרים קויבים עולוב. So from this בעצם comes out the שאלה, At least the three following shailas. One shaila is, so if it's a aloch, if you eat shiur she'acherim regilim likvoy ha'olov, so how much cookies you could eat and stay with alamichya? If you eat a lot of cookies, you'll have to bench birkas hamozon. What is the shiur of the amount of cookies that you could eat that you will be shiur mezaynus? Second thing, the second din of the Magen Avraham, that if you eat it with different things, The shiur is kishiur she'acherim regilim likvoya. So if a person eats a mezaynus roll in a plate, even if lama zogin mezaynus roll is mezaynus, even if lama zogin you have a mezaynus roll that is a mezaynus, but if you eat it with a whole meal in the plate, l'chur etz amoitzi. If you eat it in a chasana, l'chur etz amoitzi. And the third thing is, if a person eats a pizza, kishiur she'acherim regilim likvoya olov, So even if pizza is mezaynus, but normal people kovei on two pieces, two slices, so then you will have to make birkas hamazon even if pizza is mezaynus. These are the three things that we have to be be'etzem mevar. So to mevar this inyan, it's an inyan omik. Thing also was not mizbar kol atzorech. I want to mevar it kaseil. The mocker is a gemara. We start from the sugya. Aloha is the place is my name. The gemara brings down in brachas daf membeis. Ravuna ochal tleisa rifti neitlose tlose bekabe. A lot. He ate 13 breads. Veloy birich and he didn't make birkas hamazon amoitzi. Omar li Rab Nachman adi kafne. Such amount people eat for a suda. You have to bench. אלא כל שאחרים קוראים לו לבסעודו, צורך לבורך. רבונה didn't bench, רבונה ate a lot of breads, and he didn't make a moitzi. And רב נחמן told him, עדי קפנה, such an amount of bread is a shiur של קביע סעודן. One piece of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudah, ועוסק לי לברי ברבי יודה ברב חביר, he married off his son. And they bring pasta bo bekisni. Ki also, when they bought pasta bo bekisni, shaminu de kamavorcha amoitzi. You hear the oil of making amoitzi. Omar, u mai tzitzi de kashamine, I hear tzitzi. Dil me amoitzi lechem in aorz kamavorchitu. Amar, yeh. We hold pasta bo bekisni as amoitzi. No. Pasta bo bekisni as mezoinus. So I saw in Sefer Smichas Chachomim, he says, Pshat, what he told him, mai tzitzu. He asked them, you didn't avoid it. It's not true. Pesach Bekisim is Mezainas. What is this? My Tzitzu. He told him like this. I hear Tzitzu. He said, everyone is making a Moitzi. Yes. Tell him like this. If one of you, maybe you were Kaveh Asuda in it. But the Aloch is, Zvan Chazal, if you Kaveh Asuda, one makes a Brocha for everyone. If I hear Tzitzi, it means that everyone is making a Brocha on your own. So you're not Kaveh Asuda. So that's Mezainas. So they told him, we all pass over because he's a Moitzi. Told him, no, it's wrong, it's Mezainas. Mezainas. Then he more brings out Lachmonius. You can make a Moitzi. The Kabbalah is so dire. Abalech, the Lekov is so dire as Mezainas. It's kind of soft rolls. You're making them Mezainas, and if you convey a Suda, you make a Moitzi. This is the Allah. So we have a Gemara be'etzem, kol she'achirim koivim olav se'udo, and pasta bo bekisnim, you make mezoinus. Kol she'achirim koivim olav se'udo, and the lachmoni is kol she'kova olav, mevorech be'irim mine mezoin, amoitzi. So be'etzem, when you learn the sugya, and pasta bo bekisnim, the lashon ha'gemara is, kol she'achirim koivim olav, you make amoitzi. The lachmoni is, it says, kol she'kova olav. So the two paskin the din of the Gemara, pasta bo bekisni mezoinas, v'im ochal shiru she'achirim regilim likvoy olav seudo, aval pishu lo sova mevorech hamoitzi. Zog de b'syoisev b'shem de rosh. Kol she'achirim koivim olav seudo, tzorech levorech hamoitzi v'sholosh brochas. Kosav Rabbeinu Moshe, אם אחרים אינם קויבים סעודו, אבל הוא קויביה. אין המבורך, שעזדין בוס הרוי ובוט לא דייטוי. והרי ודקוסב, שאם הוא קויביה, אפילו במשהו צור לבורך המויצי. ונמרי, דיבי רבו יסב. And we pass it like רבינו מוישה, that if a person is קויביה on his own, it doesn't help. So you have to eat שיר שאחרים קויבים עולב סעודו. What if you eat shiur she'achirim koivim olav se'udo and you yourself are not koveh se'udo? Lama zogim, people koveh se'udo as arba beitzim as five cookies. But you are not koveh se'udo on it. You mevorech amoitzi or mezoinus? Primogodim says, amoitzi. Kol she'achirim koivim olav se'udo, it's not totally on you. Like Rabbeinu Moshe said, if you kaveh and no one is kaveh, you make mezainas. If everyone is kaveh and you're not kaveh, you make amoitzi. Not so close. What is the shiur she'achirim koivim olav se'udo? What is called shiur she'achirim koivim olav se'udo? So it's interesting. We have three shittas. The first shita is Rav Kivei Eiger, Kapos Tmorim. Shiur Sholosh or Arba Beitzim. Everyone knows that shita of the Chafetz Chaim, the Elik of Chafetz Chaim, brings it down in the Elik of Sefer Mishneh Berurah. When he starts, what is the shiur? He brings down. Vehine, le'inyan Eruv Tchumim, isa the shiur Seuda u'gimel adalat Beitzim. Kosvu kamo achroin, lehu adinkan, choshe beze shiur kvi yesud. Who is the kamo achroinim? Rab Kivei Eiger, choshe beseifa. Kapos Tmorim, kadmoinim. This shita we'll call it the Adar Chalimu, doesn't make sense. Why? Tell me why when you eat four pieces of Beitzim, Lamasagan, it's four cookies. Well, soon we'll speak the numbers, yeah? Why to make Birkas Hamas? Chazal said, if it's a Shir Shekayim Olav Seuda, why it's a Shir Shekayim Olav Seuda? Go upstairs and ask people. Well, what, it's a Ruach HaKodesh? What, it's a guess? It's a Pora Aduma? From where does Shita came? And Eruv, Shir Seuda was, in Zman of Chazal, Rabbi Seinu, to live in Bavel, was the poor people, they ate a Shir Seuda. This was a Shir Seuda. What is Negev today to say that this is a Shir Seuda? Lechur, the longest we will have to say, Chazal, Be'etzem, we explain Alemol, the mistake of the whole Musik of Pasam of Kislim is, bread is a moitzi. What makes bread to be bread? So, something that you go to eat. Pasam of Kislim, Be'etzem, is similar to bread. Like we explained, macaronis and these things, no shaykhs to bread. You could eat hundreds, kilos of them, you don't make a moitzi. It's a tapshul. Pasam of Kislim is a pas. No, it's a Baba Kisni. It has good Zachen inside. So here Chazal will kibaya that it's Mezoinus. But if you eat Shiu Suda, Shiu Shachir and Kevin of Suda, it's a Maitzi. So they took Shiu Suda, and we mentioned that in the Emek Bracha, that even if today people will maybe want big kibaya in it, it will not change. Or what would it be if people today have all different kinds? We said Shechonov, we have three different shittas. What is Basma Bekisni? What would it be if things change? Shem Zama says it changes. We brought down the Amy Brocha. Maybe it doesn't change. When they made a list, they made a list. With sugar, Mizayin. Without sugar, Amoitzi. Today you'll have a cookie without sugar. The people don't make a suda, it doesn't make a difference. We said Nishtazeh, Shem Zama, the Nesivis. We said from the Amy Brocha, Chazal made Ptorim. So they were kivea, what is Shir Suda? Dalet Beitzi. And very geschmack, though I don't need my kriyas. Even if I, mamish, don't eat it l'shem suda, but if you eat a shir shir kriya suda, Chazal will give it. If this is emes, to be very geschmack, just will not be geschmack, the second aloch of the Magen Avraham, that if you eat it with different things, so we have to measure how much people eat with different things, and l'fi that, if you eat it with chicken, then already it's asadat v'orech ol shiurim. Okay, we'll see later. I have an Oreb Elom this, because if this is the Pshat, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you hate Shir that you kovea, v'acherim lo kovim, so you don't have to make Birkas HaMazon, because Botla Daitoi. The Fidus Elom this, you didn't have to say the words of Botla Daitoi. You could have said that the gather is Dalet Beitzi. But the Siddur is Hashita, the Shita from Dalet Beitzi. It's the first Shita. The second Shita, the Mishnebura says that Harbe Achroinim Soivrim Ken, v'agro bichlolom, that you only make an ashir shel seudo kvur shel shachris ve'arvis. V'chein kasa v'syoise, v'chein v'tzatzi ba'eshkel, zog de shulchanor mishnebura, v'chein ha'shulchanoruch, shel talevi says, the chasim sefer says like that, nishmas odom says, omar li agro, she'eino yosher ba'eino, ma she'omru achroinim gimel beitzim. Mishnebura brings down a raya from Argi More. He says, why he had to tell him adin kifne? He had to tell him, dalet, you ate dalet beitzim. Then Amoira ate a lot. He had to tell him, you ate Dalet Beitzim. Why he told him Adan Kafne? So the Mele, Zog the Mishne Brure, the Ikar HaAlocha is Keshir She'oichlim Besudas Arbis. And that tak is every generation. What is the Shir that people eat? Shir Sudas Arbis V'Shachris. That is the Shir Kvir Suda. Mikol Mokin, the Mishne Brure says, to be Choshesh to the Shita from Dalet Beitzim. So the these are the two shittas. One shita dalet beitzim, we learn bechudosh the kashita. Another shita kishur seuda shekoyvim arvis v'shachris. Mishnebura says, "Kol mokim toiv leachmir shelo ilechol dalet beitzim." Zog the Chazanish, even if you machmir a dalet beitzim, it's only flour. You don't count the eggs and the sugar. Chagayes don't even the water. You measure the flour. Vayetzim is a bit more from Dalet Beitzim. It's Be'arich 6. It could come to 6 Beitzim. If you take out the eggs and the sugar and the chocolate from the cookies, you could come maybe to a shear, maybe even of 8, of 6. So if you learn the Shita Kishu Arvis V'Shachris, the high thinking people measured it, it comes be'erech to 230 gram mezoinus that you could eat. It's around 8 eggs benefach, meaning to say, you could take, it's around, to take 2 plastic cups, a bit smaller ones, the bigger ones, but more than 2, maybe 2.5 plastic cups, and to fill them up with lamazogim. Rogalach, this is the shiur of a suda. If you learn, this is really the kuladik shiur. Kishiur alvis v'shachiv. Wait. Today I want to be maker. The Levar first to know the shiur. Again, we said one of B.P. himself was not kiver. We said we don't know dvorim v'furoshim. Azay is mashma the morgan avot. Primagodim, that it's also, you have to bench birkas amos. The third shita is shita sa'orcha shulcha. It says unzere parsha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them oimer lagulgoyles to eat in the morning and the night. So shudas arvis v'shachis is chatzi oimer. It's a half of the shiur of chala. So if chala on the feed of chazanish is 2 kilos, around a kilo. This is the orcha shulcha. Very niskabal, it's besorgim in a lot of places. That if we learn the Iker Shita is not Dalet Beitzim, it's Shiur Shikoyim of Shachris Ve'Arvis, so it's also the Chumre. Like we said, if people will be Kriveya on a pizza, we Shiur to be Kriveya to eat two slices for a meal, even if pizza is Mezoinis, it will become a Moitzi. Same thing, Mishnebura says that little kids, you measure the feed of Shiur that they eat. Noshim, you measure the feed of Shiur. I want to bring a Mishnah Berurah before we go into the Mevarah the Inyan. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a Hilchos Sukkah that if you eat the Sukkah bekvias, you make Leisha Basukkah. Like Mishnah Berurah, if you take coffee and a piece of cake in the morning, you make Leisha Basukkah because you kuveh and it's Seudah. Ve'aval piken vada yevorech mezoinis velo yamoitzi sharin lo yochal kishiu sheacherim kuivim lo Seudah. So even that every people eat every breakfast, he says, coffee with a cake, this was the minig, a bowl of cereal, this was the shiur that they eat, they take a snack. This is not called shiur shekoyimot. That's not called Mishnah Berurah. You're not saying, but yeah, but people, when they take a snack, but this is what they take. They eat a Danish for breakfast. Yeah, but this Mishnah Berurah says, this is not called shiur shekoyim koyimot. It's called kviyas for sukkah, because lemaisi was kviyas his breakfast. But it's not called shiur shekoyim koyimot. And we have to understand why. But Ravana, that people will say, but we Kuvan are Danish. This is what we eat every breakfast. That's not Shiur Kriyas. We'll get back to that. These are the three Shitas. And because of that, without going different to the Inyan, a lot of people think you have a big problem. To eat a lot of cake is mamish a problem. And it's actually God's class all eats. Yeah? You learn the Mishnah Berurah. You know, when you're a beginner and you start doing a Mishnah Berurah, you're scared to eat more than 2 pieces of cake. And then, eventually you carry out. Yeah? And the Shabbat, what's the Shabbat? We have a mitzvah to miyash. Can't be that Klal Yisrael for years are doing the wrong thing. So can't be that. We'll get back to it. Now, the Magen Avraham came, and the Magen Avraham said a second chidush. Zog the Magen Avraham, if you eat it, with Shar Dvorim, nearly the Mukovea Sudoso Yolov, Aval Pishochal Imoi Bosor Vedvorim Acheirim, Vilo Ochlo Levadoi, Loyoyo Sovea Mimenu, Afilo Ochim Mevorech Amoitzi Vishalash Boros, Imukovea Sudoso Yolov. אבל מי שאוכל אימוי בוסור ודבורים אחרים ואילו אוכלו לבד אלו יוסווה ממנו אפילו אוכל מבורך המויצי בשורש ברוכס This is the famous Magen Avraham that Reb Moshe bought in all the Tshuvas Chelek Gimel Chelek Dalet against people that go to eat Mezonos rolls and the Chasanas. That Reb Moshe said it's Birkas HaMazon. As the Magen Avraham says, Im Kova. Sudosu Yolov, Ava Bisha Ochal Imoy Bosor V'dvorim Acheirim V'lo Ochlo Levado Lo Yosovea V'lo Ochlo Mevorich HaMoitzi. Pshat in this Magen Avraham is three sheetas. The Chaya Odom says like this: Im ochloi im dovor acher lelafes yeshair gam ken ilu ochlo acherim im dvorim acherim lelafes. If he eats it, lelafet means like a cracker with cheese. The Nesivos and the Rachaim says. דווקא אם אוכל שיעור שבני אודם רגילים לקבוע עליו סעודה אם אוכל לבד מזה אבל כשאוכל דובר זה עם הפס או עם דבורים שמלאבתים בוי מצטרף אבל only if he eats them together he brings a riot even though we could slug his riot we saw last year someone eats cake in the end of the meal the shayla what brocha to make if it's a sopik pas a moitzi It's mezaynus. For the nesivos, but if you tell me that if you're eating it with meat, it's a moitzi anyway. So how could be a halacha in the Magen Avraham that if you eat cake in the end of the meal, the shaila would bracha to do? Zog der al kochoch, the teretz is only if you eat it together. The haynu like a cracker, but if you eat a piece of cake and you eat meat later, then that mitzaref. The ganze Magen Avraham that it's mitzaref if you eat it lelafes boy. Some argue in the raya they say even if it's not lelafes, if it's in the beginning of the meal, it's also good. You convey on it when you eat it in the end, it doesn't have no shaychus. There's another beautiful raya. Rav Shlomo Zalman was masking with me that it's only if you eat it together. And as they passing Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyelbach and Oyelbach. From last week's shir, the Ramo said that he has a raya that sweet bread is a moitzi and not mezoinus. Because in Shabbos we eat chalas. Chalas are sweet. As a raya, sweet chalas is a moitzi, only if it's very, very sweet, it's mezoinus. So I asked him, Shlomo Zalman Oyelbach, I don't understand, but he's eating it with the suda. You told me the Magen Avraham says kishiyur she'achirim koyvim olav. Ganz klar, Israel is kaveh sur Shabbos and shiur v'chale. So how the Magen Avraham says? How the Ramo says? I have a raya that sweet chale is a moitzi and the loikin is fadim that is mezoinus because every Shabbos klar Israel eat chales. Klar Israel eat chales and they eat fish, liver, and chicken and merchant. So, and of them shayt Magen Avraham that the measurement is not gimel dalet beitzin. The measurement is kishur that you eat it together. The teretz is the Magen Avraham only meant if you melafes a sapas. You eat it together. Shabbos you don't eat the meat with the mchala. You don't eat the fish with the challah. Maybe the soup. What?
Kiddush herring.
Herring. So both this is the first shita. The second shita is Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav is in the middle. He says you don't have to mamish eat the lapis by sapas, but zog the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Zog the Shulchan Aruch Harav has to be that you kiveya in it. Meaning to say, it's not enough. Lamazon, you come to a meal, a small bowl of the chasana, and you're eating chicken and meat. Oh, there's a nice piece of cake you eat. Not kuveh on the cake. A mezonos roll, yes. So that is your meal. But if it's not your meal, so you're sitting in a kiddush. Oh, a cake, kugel, herring. Not kuveh on that. Then he says it doesn't have a din of mezonos. Doesn't have a din of the Magen Avraham. A. B says, nearly only if you ate dalet beitzim. And you eat with shal dvorim, then it's mitzaref. Of a poch is mit dalet beitzim, nishtov or tzoret. Da'ainu, he learned be'etzem is the Aleph Beis Chazal will convey a shiur of Dalet Beis. Dalet Beis is the shiur kviyas. If you eat it on your own, you have to have more than Dalet Beis. You have to have shiur she'acherim kovim olam. If you eat it with other zachen, shiur she'acherim kovim with other zachen. But zog the Shonor Harav is mesupek that could be has to be Dalet Beis. Rav Ozon says la'alochim we pass him like Shonor Harav. That the only problem is then as well is if you eat Dalet Beis. But on them you don't have to be choishes at all, even if you eat it with other zachen. The third shita is what developed Netzachon, that if you eat a piece, even of a kezayis, with shaar dvorim, you mechuyev to bench. Reb Moshe is almost like that, Reb Moshe is a little bit different. Reb Moshe says, why lemaisa, he says, when you come to his chasanas, he says he thinks that you have to bench. He says because the world changed, and we became very modern, we have a lot of money, and we eat good meals, and we bekoishi eat bread. So the amount of bread that we eat in a chasana is very small. So maybe the amount of the mezonos is very small. Shtei dagreis achidush, and I want to explain. Sounds the same, right? Now listen carefully. This is the chapit. Reb Moshe learns how much bread a person eats in a meal. And I saw an American chasanas, I think they eat like this big bulka. So they saw the give there. But the salt they give one, they give it with smaller ones. The fear of Moshe, if you come to a wedding and you eat meat, corned beef, tongue, and you eat two borekas, there's no problem at all. Not going out, what is borekas? Yeah? Why? You didn't eat the amount of a bulka. And I want to explain. The filip shum zamen is not a problem because you didn't eat the borekas with the meat, it's no problem. For shulchan aruch harav, you were not covered the borekas, it's not a problem. For moshe, it's not a problem. There'll be only a problem if you know what the belt says, that if you eat it with other zachen, everything is mitzvah. Reb Moshe didn't say stam, everything is mitzvah. He said, you measure how much bread you will eat in such a meal, and that amount of pasul bekisnim works. Not that if you eat it with ander zachen, so we say how much people eat in the meal. Right, we have four shitas. Four shitas. Other lelafes, other you kiveh and the mezoinis, this is the ikar kviyas. Or, Reb Moshe, you measure how much bread people will eat, and then take the mashma mezoinis. Well, yeah, because this is take the same amount that people will eat. But the mezonos for the washer is very small, and it's smaller from the normal shear that people give to a suda, then there's no problem for Reb Moshe. If you're the third shear, there'll be a problem. Vemele, zog in the poiskim. Vav de mogen avrom is a chidush. And a lot of achroinim don't pass in like him. Vemele, you want to be choishish to the mogen avrom? But to be choishish to the other shittas, b'meila yavrum shemazam to be same echad, the chachaim to be same echad. So be'emes, here be'etzem we say a kula that even if mezonos rolls. Okay, last time we spoke, mezonos were amoitzi, and we said that meikar adin de amoitzi u'melam etzchus on the tzad of the mezonos. But on the tzad of the mezonos, if you eat them, even if you're eating them when you eat in a plate, of a vowel you're not eating them together with the other zachen, b'meile mi'ikar adin they stay mezoinus. As a chum Reb Moshe, maskim, avad like a tchilah to be choishes to Reb Moshe, but avad is a mokum to be maker. Avad is a mokum to be maker. Because you have to know, if you become full, and you be surveyed, the Mishnebu is mashallah, he's machmir. It's another halacha. Mishnebu has one line, Mishnebu says, Veda. כוס באחורי. אם אוכלו לבד לצור שיעור שאחר מגוע לסבור. אך אם אוכלו לבדוי וסובה ממנו, אף שאחרים לא יסווים ממנו לבדוי, כיוון שאם אוכלו איסים את דבורים אחרים לא יסווים, גם כאילו ימרין אין בוט לא דייטו. So then you have to know, if a person was tak yisoveh, it's a under azach. So I want, before now I want to go to the oivet. So al sidur advorim be'etzem, we said, we have two inyonim. We have an Indian of Pasa Bobekisnin that if you eat shiu, other Dalet Beitzin, other Sudash Arvis, other the Oimer, Chatzia Oimer, Yichai Birkes Hamozen. And we made Dalet Beitzin, it's very hard. It's very hard to be Machmir. You have the Chazanish a little bit kal. Shiu Erev and Boiker is a little bit leichter. Chayodom is a stickle more leich. But with that chain we have, what if you eat it with Ander Azachim? The Mugan Avram says, we measure it with Ander Azachim. But here we said, the pshat is, Lelafes Bo Yisapas, or Likvaya Olav, or at least the amount of bread, and some are Machmir, Alamo. Mele, Rav Osner, all the poets can say, Me'ikar Adin, it's easier to be Soymech, Yesh Al Mal Yismoich. Me'ikar Adin, Yesh Al Mal Yismoich. So now I want a little bit to go into the Oimek and Vod. The Ginas Vorodim and Simen Klal Aleph, Simen Chof Dalet, don't think I found the Ginas Vorodim. The Meister of Kibbe Eger is already Metzayin to the Ginas Vorodim. He clears the Chakira, such a pele that, no, it was not before. It's a Kadmon. He wants to know. Now, all of you learn this Mishnah Berurah, right? Everything is close to you. Everyone's learned this Mishnah Berurah 100 times. What is the pshat kishiu she'achayim koivim olam? If we learn Dalet Beitzim, it's Dalet Beitzim. Shiu shel erev ha'boiker. How you learn pshat shiu shel erev ha'boiker? How you learn pshat? I'll give you two tzedodim. How much people eat lamazogim? Bread for Erev HaBoiker. They eat 5 pieces of bread. It's very hard to know. 5 pieces of bread, if they eat only bread. Who eats only bread? And if they eat with other Zachen, so if you eat also with other Zachen, it's okay. If not, so you have to eat the amount of bread that people will eat for the whole supper, a kilo. How much people? 2 sandwiches, lamazaga. Right? Shua alabaika. He clears like this. He says, he thinks, means, if people will eat rogalach for supper, how much rogalach they will eat? Not if they will eat angel bread. If you will eat this for shiu, kvis, erev baika, this is the measurement. He says, this will happen in the Gemara. The first Amora, he knew the Aloha. He ate 13 breads. He said, they're sweet. No one is kevah suda on it. I'm not kevah suda on it. So he told him, yeah, but some people are kevah suda. He also knew that there's a musig of kevah suda. B'meile. Zog de vel, the fide ginas dvodim, le moshal jelly cookies. You heard once a person is kaveh sudan jelly cookies? I never heard. You heard someone is kaveh sudan waffles? I never heard. You heard a person kaveh sudan pretzels? Never heard. You can eat how much you want, you don't have to make a book of samosa. No one is kaveh sudan it. The finish sheet of Arba Beitzim. We said it's not an Ika sheet, Roy Lachman. But the finish of the sheet, when I say it's brought down in Keser Roish, Beshem de Goen, and it's brought down in Sefer Meged Oilon, Beshem of Chaim Ibrisk, and Maiser Rav, that it doesn't make a difference. If you're not Kuvayan, this is Suda. It doesn't make a difference how much you eat. it will stay mezaydus. Some medayek in Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav states, "Vameidur amamurim belechem gomu, shederech beyodom likvoya olav suudosri. Avol minei lechomim, she'ein darkom shel roiv beyodom likvoya suudosri." Mezaynes. אלא אם כן אוכל שיעור שאחרים רגילים לקבוע סעודו לפומים על שיעור זה. נגן. אלא אם כן אוכל כשיעור שבני אודם קוידים אולוב כשאויכלים מין לחם זה במקרה. And here's the longest. חזל said, bread is a moitzi. This is not a bread. But if you eat the shiur that people make a suda on it, so you have to make a moitzi. And we explain why pasul bekisim is mezoynus, because it's not derech likvoya suda on it. But if you ate the shiur that the kivaya, so even that it's not the derech likvoya, but when people lefeomim, not alamol, take it bederech klal they don't, because the bederech klal the kivaya suda it's bread. Oh, but this is a bread that people with derech are not kivei suuda. But if you were kivei suuda on it, if you were kivei suuda on it, then merely you have to bench. Something that is never derech to be kivei suuda on it, you don't have to bench. The merely, they send a letter to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that lechure, this is the answer, was most people will never kivesu, never make them. You see people eat cake and that. You heard a person makes a suda and chocolate cake? Maybe in America. Nein, I want to explain. Rogalach could be people of kivesu. You know, they have these big, I'm not so sure, like the breakfast cakes. What? Like a Danish. There could be, I don't know if the word says that, but could be. Oh, but it's kind of cakes. There's no mahalach of kves. Most burekas. People kves with it. They make a big one. They make a small one. Let me show it. Not going out the last year. But this is something that people eat for a meal. See, treftzach. Treftzach. A yeshiva doesn't have money. They'll give it. But no yeshiva will give rogalach for a meal. No, it's not a meal. What?
Just wait.
No, again. When people are poor and they will drink instead of a meal, it will not become that water becomes a part of the suda. What?
Why berekas then?
Berekas people will serve. You come to places, they give berekas. With sauce, with dos, with yens, stretches to here, stretches to there. But no, but I'm saying to say, it's a Michael. The kavas suda and this plus another two things. A rogalach is never something for a suda. Chocolate is never a suda. No shayt is no suda. Eat how much you want. Avada, it's hard to say that you could be soymech on it la'aloche. But the nafkamina is that if you eat from chocolate cake, wafels, from these kind of things, shiur, more from dalet beitzim, let from 8 beitzim, avada you could be making. Avada you could be making. On the moshul. You're right, it doesn't help legabi eating a mezayin stroll in a chasana. But it helps if you come to a chasana and they give you there in the beginning lamazog and a kind of chocolate cake. It's no problem. Crackers, the moshul. Crackers is something that people make a suda. They say they will serve for a supper or something tuna with spreads and that, and if they didn't have bread, they'll bring all different crackers that people can help themselves. But lefe'amim, again, it means to say it's something that gipas that a person would be kaveya lamamogravam with andrezach. Right? Maybe they will not be kaveya to eat it fully completely, but they will kaveya with andrezach. A chocolate cake is never a part of your kaveya nitzuda. What?
What did Chaim say? Who said it wrote to Reb Chaim?
Reb Chaim said that he doesn't think that the minig is to say Mechanet. He didn't say toys. It's leinogu ken. It's nish klov. He means that even klov is leinogu ken. Yeah? It's a leinogu ken. But the same b'shem degro. The same Oches Chaim, the Rabbah Miloniv, he also says the same thing. I'm saying it could be lehefech lechumre. It could be also chumre. The lemoshel of pizza. While people are kuvea on it sometimes, you're not kuvea, but people are kuvea to eat two pieces for a meal. You need a whole pie. Other people kuvea. So the meile could be even if it's not dalet beitzim, you have to be machmir that it becomes a mitzi. You're right. I'm not kuvea. I'm saying, could eat pizza as a mitzi anyways. But even if not, I'm not kuvea. Other people are kuvea and it's suda. People are kuvea and it's suda. So then, it will be a shiur. Then, tak in these kind of things, avada you'll have to be choishish. On emotion, I want to go to the next noise in the same Indian. So, though we have to bring the varit maybe a little bit more. What would be if he himself was not kuvea? He's not kuvea. It's not a meal. He's just gnashing. He's sitting here eating one after each other. It's not kuvea. I said, it's not dvorim mefuroshim. It's not loisova. Something that is not derech likvoya, and he himself was not kuvea. What is the halacha? Now we'll explain. First, I have a raya. The Gemara says that he asked them, that he heard tzitz, tzitz, tzitz. So he told him, I see you are not kivea, so why you made a moitzi? It's possible to kiss him. Why did he didn't answer? We were not kivea, but we ate a shir. The Torah says, if someone eats a shir and he's not kivea, it's garbage. See also in Mishnebure, busy, the guy was kivea, not kivea. I'm not sure. In Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kil Choso, it's brought down. When a person goes to a Kiddush Shabbos morning, so they serve their kugel, cake, herring, says don't eat so much, because some shit is old, but if you eat a shiur shacherim kovim, you'll have to bench. Yeah, practical aloha. And the bottom, they have an oris. I want to read the oris. And this aloha, if I have to eat too much. Shomati me'agrashas. I read the lotion of the Oren, the text on top and the text on the bottom. On top it says, Arich al pasavu bekisnim gam dvorim acherim kigon kugel dogim yakpid loy lechol kishiu shiragilim lisboya imenu ki oz lefidas kama poiskim mitzorch litol yodayim ולבורך המויצי. Shomati me'agrashas. Yesh li istapek לגבי מה שנוהגים לקדש ובייס הכנסס אחרי התפילה בשבס ויונטף ואיך לי מיני מזוינס וקוגל ושאר דבורים. וכיוון שאיך לי מרק בדרך אראי, אם זה נחשב לקבי סעודו לבורך ברכס המוזן. He's not קבי סעודו. Someone sits in a room and eats רוגלך and it becomes full, it's gone, he's not קבי סעודו. So he ate 5 kilos, so what? So what? Is that called a קבי? All of these needs a קבי. The Oruch HaShulchan brings down Veda Shekam HaGdoilim Tzorchu Kekruchye and the Chasenes Shorch Im Shulchan Kama Min HaDogim Kama Min HaBosro Oich Lim Pasam HaBekisnim Oich Lim Beloinet Il HaZedayim Beloi HaMoitzi Oich Lim Harbe Moid Ma'Gluskoes U'Michala Afuyo Al HaShemen Shekoich Lim Bum Milchala ואין שום סופק שצריכים לידי ידיים והמויצי ואפילו מזוהר הוא שאולך לארבע מן הפס הרי לדעס אבו גנברום אם סוף הוא מהליפטון חיוב עם לידי ידיים ורק מעט מהירים נזורים בישום על השולחון לבלדי איך אולך לארבע ושנית להם ידיים אבל רואי בו ונשרוע אלה שם מעיץ במזה אך אין ביודנו למחוס זוגת רמברגיץ וכדאי ללמד קצת סחוס ניר לה אני אזדהייתי כולה מלושן עריף איך דאוכל לא בטרס כיסני מבור ובין ומזיינס heicha de ochala b'teres kvirse mevorech ha-moitzi. Mashma, de eine toli b'shiur kvirse suudo, elo b'oifen ha-achoyla, ben ha-achon el-achil ha-sarai, ben-achon el-achil ha-skvai. וזה ידוע שבאכילה סעודה גמור הפוישטים הבגודים העליונים ויושבים סביב השולחון, you sit around the table. אבל באכילס אלו חויטפים ואויכלים כמה שהם בלי החונה ויש אויכלים מאומר ומהלך כידוע הם חזנס וסברים וזה לא מקרה כפי סעודה וזהו שאמרו בגמור כל שאחרים קויבים ומה שאמרו בגמור כל שאחרים צריך לדחוק כל ירא אלוהיקים ירחק את עצמם מזה והורח ממך ברוב So has to be that you sat to make the vice kvius. Some shulzamen or chashulchan, no discover. But I'm saying betzir of things that no one makes a kvius. Maybe also no discover. But then, if you make it an eight beitzim, no. Again, I'm not saying. We're just saying that in most of the kind of cakes today, I'm not saying in crackers. Crackers, maybe it's kedai to be machabatak. But in different kind of cakes, we have to know there's a lot of mokum to kule. There's a lot of mokum to kule. I'm saying that in three kules. Has to be one thing, shehu koiveya. That will say if he's not koiveya, it's a vada not a tzad, it's a part of the suda. Has to be shehu koiveya. If he's not koiveya, second one has to be a thing shregilim likvoya olav. Now people make it for a suda, and then Rosh Hashanah says, and it has to be in a tzura of a suda. Again, okay, you sit down and lunch and you eat, and it's borekas, could be a problem if you don't know that you're mitzal of it. But when you're sitting stuff in a place and you're eating cake. And then we have the Shmur from the Goyen, the Ginas Vodim, that Chaygavin, if it's not derech to be kuvayan and tzuda, never, you never chayav. So if we want to misakim what comes out from this chaylik. Again, we have to know that is a aloch and pasma bekistin that if you kuvay a tzuda on it, כל שאחרים קויבים עליו סעודו, you have to bench ברכס המוזן. נחלקו, what is the פשט כל שאחרים קויבים עליו סעודו? One sheet גימל את הלת ביצים, one sheet אחו אז ערב הבויקר, and you have the אורך השולחון, that is מייקל כשיעור, חצי יום. מה שאנחנו נפויסקים, the עיקר is the middle sheet. בשביל הוא says, רואו איתו בחוישש to the first sheet. Savada is roi. But we said we have some kulas. Something that people never kuvay suuda could be a bichlal doesn't count. If you're eating it b'derech arai, could be a bichlal doesn't count. If you didn't mean to be kuvay, could be it doesn't count. So as avada mokim to melam tzchus b'chai gavne, and these kind of things, to be makil b'shoifi, to eat, kishur, suudas erev b'boiker, that it's at least eight beitzim, and you don't have to be scared to eat the small shir, because you have what to be soimechan. And anyway, it's the ikar ha-aloche. Anyway, it's the ikar ha-aloche. Then we have the second thing that is called mezonos rolls, that you eat it with andere zach. We said that also is, Reb Moshe Tanker was machmir, what we said, the ikar shitam shavazaman holds, only if you eat it together, mamish. If you don't eat it together, you're not chayim. Or at least you kuvay any. The Shulchan Aruch Haram says you eat arba beitzim. Even if you're a Moshe, we said it's not that you are kuvaya. We have to measure how normal people, when they will eat pas, how much they will be kuvay on it. Or if you are nusach now, not pas. If people will use this in a meal, how much they will use in this meal? How much people will eat in a chasana from a Zionist rope? Avad is another tzad that everything is mitzvah. There's another tzad that everything is mitzvah. Avad lekatchil shteit to be choishish to the shittas that it's mitzvah. If you're eating kashir, as the poiskim begdal lekatchil to be choishish. But again, you have to know the mitzvahs. So b'meili, when you eat a berakas, the marshal in the yeshiva, If the Borekas is Mezainas, I'm saying we spoke, maybe the Borekas is a Moitzi. If it's Mezainas, so the Iker Adin Rav Ozna says, if you're not eating Dalet Beitzim, you have a lot to be Seimech, because you're not eating Lelafis. Kadchil Rav Shom Zaman says, to be Choshesh to the Morgan Avrom. But the Mai says, if you don't want to be Choshesh, Avadi, you have a lot to be Seimech, just not to eat it together. Just not to eat it together. Now, the Moshul, the person you want to say, the same Svore, the Moshul, you go to a chasna, you don't want to wash your hands, and they give you for the first portion, they give you like liver and a kind of wrap together. So, even if it's mezainis, it's not a problem. You're not kuvet the seuda on that. It's not that you kuvet the seuda on this wrap. It's an appetizer, you're starting the seuda with it. Not shot. Was in this world, you could be at the sunnah. So I'm saying, Avada is a mokim to be machmir. Avada is a mokim to be machmir. I'm saying, in a mezainis roll, if someone goes to a place and he eats a mezainis roll in a plane, and he's not eating it, lelapis is a pass, you can't make a mechot. You can't make a mechot. Again, we have to be choishish because we said mezainis v'al mistam is a moitzi, and we could be mitzar of all the shittas l'chumrin. So the marshal, some of the kashrus seem hold that val, this is the ikar halacha, that it's okay. If they will not have that, a lot of people will just take not the kosher breads and they will eat them together. They made it. They were saying to give such an action, to give a moitzi one, people will mamish v'nichshul. But it's not easy for a guy to say, I go to wash my hands. So I say, Baruch Shem Baruch Hu, if you make the bracha, I'm going to lech min ha'aretz. Because it's not so possible to make an mezainis v'al ha'moitzi. If you really want to make a moitzi, eat it together with the whole, eat it together with the food. Like the people do with the dessert. No, eat it together with the food. Then in lech min, you can make a moitzi.
You shouldn't eat.
8, you can eat. 10, you can't eat.
How much is it? How many grams?
230.
230? Yeah.
That means they're telling me a package of Ragla, plastic package, is 500 grams. So Bachar can easily knock off that. That's already 250 grams.
This is 75.
75, a big plastic package?
Half kilo?
Is it?
If it's a half a kilo, you can almost eat a half, yeah?
But a half you can't eat.
Huh?
A half you can't eat.
A bit less than a half, you can eat.
There's only 13 or 14 Ragla in a plastic package. That I counted myself. That means if you eat 8 Ragla, it's more than half. 9 for sure.
Then it's a shot, you're good.
I'm saying, Zichron, I think you're very Sudan.
I say, explain, it's not even the cooler. It's hard to be making the mice.
Yeah,
but it doesn't make sense if everyone is doing wrong.
And also by a chasana, in a chasana, they serve a bigger bulk in America. But if the yeshiva makes a scene, they're giving you a zalatkal bulk.
You have to know, but I mean,
so a chasana has one chair and a scene,
I mean,
the yeshiva has one chair.
Not every little mezainis roll, you know, they have the little ones, as the shir that you eat in a chasana. If you're a moshe. On a moshe, it doesn't make a difference.
Crackers without dipping into something. Crackers plain.
Crackers is a
plain, even plain?
If you're full, you're not full. If you're full, then you
should. A whole snack crackers. He's eating it. Someone's on a bus and doesn't want to eat, so he eats the whole sleeve.
Something that the Delphi people could be kaveh, to be stable these new coolers that came up, it's hard to say. But if you have both things, it's easier to be safe.
Less than Dalbitz and
it's something that normal people don't do. No one could ask for the passion of the middle.
I had a Mishra Berurah said for breakfast and soccer people eat cake with a coffee.
Right. So but you see that he called that as not a kriyas. I'm saying maybe this is a pshat of Mishra Berurah.
Everyone for breakfast eats something that's not a zuda. Then it becomes a zuda.
It's on the wrong. Yeah, if you go to, it's not proper breakfast. Yeah. It's on the wrong.
It's not called breakfast.
Yeah.
Then you know they bring down because of the shachas varus. Because of the shachas is loved up. Taxes for the shachas.
It's dangerous because
the shachas is big. If you when you eat love, you use the shachas. This is a little bit maker of the whole idiom of the Dalet Beitz.
What? It's against the Israelis that hold the middle meal of it. This is enough to
do it.
It's very messed up. Shaila is if it's happening more place can bring it down. It's such a cool. But there's a lot of things that we have. We have, you know, I was in the chas.
Breadsticks?
Yeah, not breadsticks. I like breadsticks, but I make them from the same. It's not. It's not something that people would serve for a meal. It's like more for.
It's in the sandwich. It's in the side of the sandwich.
People are curious of
something.
This is what they want to die. They will never be curious for that. They will eat it in a meal, they will use it for meals to use. But this will not be like a base for the soup. Crackers will be the base. That they will eat tuna with crackers. And that is the same as the meal. These people will not be same as the meal. So again, it doesn't make a difference, but how much bread you'll eat? 5 pieces? So if you ate and you gnashed around 4 pieces, you have a problem. But if the Torah says, Shu Shachem Kaidi Malov, from this bread, people will never be kivet from this bread. So if you come to the chas and you want these sticks, yeah, and you're helping yourself a couple sticks, so there's a lot of shalem. This is bad time with the loop, the kula, this whole chumrah. The shaila is, no one himself, you know, to be maker. The maaser, everyone eats mezainas. Ask him. Maaser, no one is makbid this halacha. When you learn it, you makbid. What I'm saying, but even klolim, this halacha is not kept properly. So, I forgot to say that I heard from Shmuzam and Oyerbach that. Why they gave Shikuri Roshanu? Because the problem with Chashash Kvir stood in the morning. So they hold, Zbachakas Bazaar, Valiashiv, Kuri has a tourist at the Name. Valiashiv holds, if you eat that basin in Kuri Roshanu, you have a Kisamazan. Zbachakas says, you can eat how much Kuri Roshanu you want. So here, for this reason, they said Kuri Roshanu,
because Mazaina said
that will not be a problem. Mazaina said that, okay, Shikuri Kvir stood in. This is the reason they said Roshanu. That's what I heard.
He
says stam. He needs 5 pieces.
If you already ate cake at all.
Yeah, no.
If you want a piece of cake.
Yeah, but he said in the morning people will eat. So they don't want the big shash kvir suda.
It's not if you already ate cake at all.
But if you're a Moshe also, we said only if you eat kishir. Kishir, right?
The same David Baran who invented it.
What?
David Baran. He made a shash for this reason. And the Chazan Shabbat.
What?
Dov Brown has also like Rosham Zalman, not like Gavash. Dov Brown made Rosham Kigal for this reason. Chazan Shazam Shabbat.
Zalman told me. Also
because it's much cheaper.
No. Shmuzama told me because of that. But it's interesting that here, all the places, Shmuzama doesn't read that he heard that from Shmuzama. Even though he's speaking about the Kugel. Huh? That's the reason he did Rosham Kugel. I'm saying, it's one of all the Kugel told me. Well, I also heard it from him. He said a couple of times, this is the reason we did Rosham Kugel.
What's Pshana 4 baits and you don't count those the eggs and other stuff? When they made a bread in there, they
so you see the Chazanish, because he holds that it's not pas. He explains. It's only Shiur Shekoivim Bolov. So it's only the pas Shaboy Kishiur Shekoivim Bolov.
But what they ate also had ingredients.
Yeah, right. So he says that Etzem he doesn't hold from the Magen Avraham. That the different things are mitzvah. So the male nothing else is mitzvah, only the pas Alev. The Kisnim is not mitzvah.
You know it's in the same bread.
So this is the shah. So I had to have the feeling of the water camp. And here's what I say, the kistim is not mitzvah, so all the metikus is not mitzvah.
This is like on a plane, if only to is actual together with everything else. If it's something that's never eaten together with the bread, it's going to help. Saying that it's making a shtick. But at the time, it's never even bread. Okay, so some things are never ever eaten in bread.
It's the shayla, if you kaveh suda, it says lelafa. The shayla is, if a normal suda comes, could be it's enough.
So you were eating etzim together, no?
Chicken today is also not here together with bread.
So why wash it off?
Well, I'll say
it. Just little sandwich is cold together with bread?
For sure.
Right, I'm saying, so you eat bread with chicken. Depends how.
To be inside, not out. No, we could put the burger inside, or put the food stuff to come back.
If there's chicken in a mazain, it's wrapped. That they make regular thing.
So I don't know yet what is a business wrap exactly. No, I'm saying I don't know what is the gather of it. Where?
It's a piece of dough that they made out of apple juice and flour.
Like pita.
Round. They put chicken in there.
It's a soft matzah.
Big pita thin. They put chicken and everything else. Chomas v'chulu and they're old. But now you can have the problem that it's part of what the...
Feed it together.
It's b'chavtze. This is what it is.
Elchu, it's a shiur she'acherim kayim alav suda.
Sure.
No, you take a pita and you make a suda.
You sell it for supper in the store.
No, not with supper.
I know, but no one ever take a wrap and eat it.
No one eat the plain wrap.
No, but together, like the Bungalow one. Yeah. For the Bungalow one.
Only
if you have to have Shechon Ocharav, then you have to have Dal Beitzim.
Dal Beitzim, off the ramp.
Only if Shechon Ocharav, then you have to have Dal Beitzim. But Avosna is Mashma, he's making them, but when you don't eat together, so you have like two kulas, he's saying, yeah? If you don't have Dal Beitzim, you didn't eat together.
But if you eat together, you don't need Dal Beitzim.
What?
If you eat together, you don't need Dal Beitzim.
It's Mesubah. Why is Shechon Ocharav says you have to have Dal Beitzim Alamo? Shechon Ocharav says only if you eat together, but Chazal will come back. It's a Shiur Kvis.
The morning, the cake and coffee, and the cake.
When you eat it for breakfast. It's not a breakfast. You eat that for breakfast. It's not breakfast.
It's not proper breakfast.
I thought someone was arguing. I said, you go to
eat that amount of bread.
You go to a hotel, and they'll promise you 2 meals a day, and they'll serve you cake and coffee. You'll sue them or not.
That's breakfast.
Too nice to have you for a guest. Everyone will sue them. Breakfast, they have to have 50 things for breakfast. No one has it. So this is called tea and coffee. This they have 10 o'clock, right?
I'm you open a whole day, Steve.
This is what they serve, 10 o'clock. They did not serve for breakfast. It's not called for breakfast. You have it for breakfast. Not serve for breakfast. Not the first dessert.
Wait, you eat that amount of bread.
I'm saying again, no one will serve this
for breakfast.
No one will serve this for breakfast. Not shiur shekayim alav suda.
Eating 5 slices of bread in the same amount. This one's
dangerous. I said again, if you prefer shit,
230 grams is what shiur? Now, bang, because it's a little
shiur. This is some shiur out of a bike.
Just the mezain as well.
The weight. And the space is more. It's like 8 beitzim, 10 beitzim. This is what they claim that they measure that people eat 4 slices, they eat 2 sandwiches. Again, I'm not sure if 2 sandwiches are also sure.
The massive Danish is already close to that. The big ones.
100.
Just to do?
The
massive one?
Just to do?
Oh, wait. I put the big, a big Danish, I put on the scale. Close to 200. It was months ago, I don't know. It was close to 200.
Even 230 is
what?
Their stuff can be very heavy. That's everywhere else. Their stuff is very heavy.
Because we don't go if you wait, you go if
you. It's that's why I didn't put on the weight. There's a nefesh machine.
230 nefesh is around 2.5 plastic cups.
And you have to squeeze it in. You
know what?
I'm saying when you put it in the plastic, you have to make sure it's
not squished the ragolchan.
It's squished the ragolchan.
No, but that's squished completely.
But it depends on you. If you take it squish and eat it, then it helps. If you
squish it, it helps.
If you're eating it normal,
regular, then it helps.
I don't know.
Crackers don't eat tuna fish or spread. And he sat down and ate his lunch with deer.
That is a problem.
So if you eat 20 crackers, it's brown.
Don't think of a meal.
It's like a meal.
It's not a meal.
It's a light meal.
It's not a meal.
But a lot of the crackers say, like, Pashachos crackers, it's come up, like, I'm saying,
Lachmit.
There are some crackers that are chlor. The whole thing of crackers you take, it's chlor snack. There are some that, Lachmit, they're. It's not like anything small,
deer could be is another cooler. Some things that are very thin. This lachmid could be they don't have a din of a pass. Not so sure if that helps clear soon. I don't know exactly. That is one more thing that I have to be valid.
His father doesn't make him into a bitch.
It doesn't help him buy this. It's a food. It's sweet.
That was in any case that the mezainis rolls.
So we explained last year that there's another halacha. If it's only made with mechayiv meperes, so the pesach of the hechsher, this is a kula. It could be mechayiv meperes, could be a sheva chefzer of pasam of bekisle. Then if you go to eat it, the mezainis roll, you have to pass two problems. The Moshe, and he has the best.
Why don't you put the whole butt of the diet where you put the shears?
What do you argue?